some new research related to North Pacific pollock and Pacific cod was unveiled recently at a science symposium in Anchorage. KDLG's Mike Mason was there and has this report.
Most of the presentations at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium focused on relatively short-term research and observations of fish and wildlife. However, Stuart Grant with the University of Alaska unveiled some research detailing the response of North Pacific pollock and Pacific cod to climate events over hundreds of thousands of years. He noted that in the last 800,000 years, there's been tremendous variability in climate, temperature, and sea levels.
And you can see that there's major warmings about every 100,000 years. These are the Milankovitch cycles. You can also see that our present warming period is quite unusual over this time and over the period of the evolution of the fishes in the North Pacific and Bering Sea.
Grant pointed out some of the ways the North Pacific and the Bering Sea have changed over the past several thousand years.
The Bering Strait has been open only about 20% of the time because of lowered sea level. About 80% of the time, much of the Chukchi Shelf and the Bering Sea Shelf has been essentially dry land. So the Bering Sea, North Pacific, have been much different over much of the Pleistocene.
Grant said the pollock and cod populations were greatly impacted by the massive glaciers that ranged along the North Pacific coastline.
There were massive glaciers extending from Puget Sound along British Columbia, around the Gulf of Alaska, and along the Aleutians. And these had glacial events had a tremendous effect on population abundances of, in particular, pollock and North Pacific cod in the North Pacific. They produced decreases in plankton productivity, and they eliminated the nursery areas, and most likely led to the extinctions of much of the pollock and Pacific cod biomass in the central part of the North Pacific.
The new research included DNA samples of pollock and Pacific cod from locations across the North Pacific, including from Puget Sound across to the Sea of Japan. Grant and his fellow researchers were able to use the DNA samples, along with computer modeling, to come up with some estimated historic population figures for pollock.
There appear to have been two refuge areas, two refugia in the North Pacific. Pretty good signal that most of the populations went extinct in the center part of the North Pacific and Bering Sea, and have been recolonized since the last glaciation from these more southern glaciations. We see a signature of population expansion, and we have a contact zone in the western Bering Sea.
Grant says the data and the computer modeling shows a much more complicated history for Pacific cod.
Gene flow apparently is much less. There's a strong signal of isolation by distance. The mitochondrial DNA data give indication that there were two or three refugia. The northern refugia is probably associated with what's been described for other species as the Haida refugia off Queen Charlotte Islands. And as you saw, we have signatures in the center of the North Pacific of recent population expansions and a contact zone also in the western Bering Sea.
Pacific cod is a bottom dweller and is currently found mainly along the continental shelf and upper slopes, with a range around the rim of the North Pacific from the Yellow Sea to the Bering Strait and south down to an area off the coast of California around Los Angeles. North Pacific pollock range from the Bering Sea to central California in the eastern Pacific, and in the western Pacific they're found around the Aleutian Islands off of Kamchatka and in the Sea of Japan. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.